کارآفرینان
ارائه از رادیو ایران 670 AM KIRN
کارآفرینان
سلام گرم و مجددی خدمت دوستان، به خصوص عزیزانی که در این بخش از برنامه به ما ملحق شدند. در خدمت کارشناس متخصص آقای رامین نعمت‌اللهی LMFT هستیم، Licensed Marriage and Family Therapist، و به صحبت‌های خودمون با ایشون راجع به Toxic Work Environment ادامه میدیم. قبل از اینکه به صحبت‌ها ادامه بدیم، رامین جون دوست دارین وبسایت و تلفنتون رو اعلام کنید برای دوستانی که بیشتر علاقمند هستن با شما آشنا بشن؟
100% وبسایت من هست ahappier.me، that's ahappier.me، و شماره تلفن فون نمبر is 562-726-4618.
مرسی. با این توضیحات و explanations, descriptions که شما دادین، I have the knowledge to recognize if I'm in a healthy or toxic work environment. زوره جون، فکر کنم thank God you and I don't have to worry about that, right? It's Thanksgiving, so let's give a good thank to Ali Reza Hikmat Shoar and Kane Biskaya for providing a very nice and healthy work environment. Here is just like a big family that everyone is doing their best to support and help each other, and I'm personally thankful for that. Zora agrees. You're with me on that. Huh? She's confirming by nodding and smiling. So great. So let's reconvene. In case my work environment is toxic one, should I quit at any cost to protect myself and my family, or do you think I should stay and learn how to deal with it? Is there any way to change a toxic environment?
So those are absolutely great questions. And I also echo your sentiments. KRN has a great leadership and great employees, and everyone here is wonderful. So
that's
I definitely
true.
Agree with that. As far as the question is, you know, it becomes a very individualistic question. And I don't want to give a broad answer to everybody and tell everybody, yeah, go quit your job right this second, you know, and just see what happens. But the point is, if you're able to recognize that, hey, this is true, you know, I feel like I am absent from my work, I don't like going to work, you know, my job, my boss is a narcissist in a lot of ways, it's his way or the highway or her way or the highway, and there's very little lack of communication. Mondays we do this, Tuesday we don't know why we're doing that, Wednesdays no one says anything, people are quitting a lot, you know. If you start recognizing these things and gossip, negative talk, one of the key aspects is always be positive. Trying to maintain that positivity, pardon me, for yourself and for just the job and why you're there.
Mm-hmm.
If you, research actually shows, if you're able to continue being positive and taking the positive things out of the job, just like you said, what are the experiences I can learn from this job? Those are the keys that allow you to be able to grow from that position. Even though the position might be horrible, the boss might be horrible, you're not able to change it or anything like that. If you're able to just say, you know what, this is just a means to an end. I'm here because I want to get to this next level. I'm here to learn these skills to be able to, you know, get to my next job, which is X, Y, and Z. And that ability to have that mindset is very important, you know, to continuously be positive and to have the support not only at work, so maybe gain one or two friends that you could connect with and say, hey, are you guys experiencing the same thing? You know, because I feel like I'm always singled out. If you suddenly feel more people are experiencing the same thing, then it gives you that relief that, okay, I'm not alone. I'm not going crazy, quote unquote. And also gaining support outside of work. So friends and family, and telling them, hey, this is what I'm experiencing. This is not normal, is it? Like, a boss should not be like this. Coworkers should not be like that. A job shouldn't drain you. A job shouldn't be exhausting you. That's a definite, you know, way of looking at it. And ensuring that you continue self-care. So self-care means doing, you know, anything that you want to do that allows you to continue to grow who you are as a person. So a lot of people do yoga. A lot of people do exercising. A lot of people, you know, funny enough, people miss sleep and eating well and being able to take care of their body and their self in these situations. I mean, if you think about it, just like we discussed, if you are traveling to work 8 to 10 hours, by the time you get home, it's like 5, 6, 7, 8 p.m. All you want to do is eat dinner and go to sleep.
Correct.
You don't have time to go to a spa, to go get a massage, to, and that
talk to your loved ones.
Exactly. Yeah. Sometimes people can't even do that, and you just are a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Day to day to day to day, and then days become months, and then before you know it, you're at a job for 2.5 years that you don't like. You feel the stress, your body hurts, you know, and you start basically falling apart. So self-care is extremely important.
Right.
And the other aspect is people underestimate how important boundaries are, even at work.
Right.
And an employee should never do something that makes them feel ashamed or embarrassed. So if a boss ever asks you to do something where you feel ashamed or embarrassed, that is not something you should be doing. Now, this is different than if I don't know how to do a task, right? If I don't know how to, for example, use a certain software and I don't know how to do that and I'm embarrassed. No, you ask for those kind of things. But if it's anything belittling, you know, if it's like, Ramin, go get me coffee, and I'm not even a person that gets coffee, for example, I'm not a person who's in that position, I'm not a, you know, I don't know, I'm not in that task, basically. I am a consultant, and my boss always tries to put me down, or the way they speak to you, you know. Right. I actually had a boss who, whenever they would speak to me, she would put her legs on the table.
Oh my goodness.
Right? And this is a power move. This is an absolute power move to show that, hey, you, even though you're a guy and you're in the situation, you don't really, you know, matter in this situation. You could imagine this is not a very pleasant moment to be in, you know, so I had to use all my techniques.
So it doesn't have to be just a verbal putting somebody down. It could be their physical gesture.
Absolutely.
That will convey the message of you're nobody, right?
Absolutely. And one of the, it's actually a funny story, is a lot of people, one of the first things that happen is individuals, their rights are taken away. Suddenly your lunch is changed, you know, from like 12 to 1 to 12:15 to 1:15, you know, and it's not that big of a deal. It's only 15 minutes, but these little things start adding up, you know, parking spaces are moved. Right. Very subtle movement kind of things. But these are things that toxic individuals, toxic bosses do. And what people also don't realize is toxic bosses don't become toxic overnight. They've been doing this for almost their whole lifetime. Many subconsciously, maybe consciously. They're not doing this to hurt people. They may be doing this because they themselves are also hurt. They don't know how to get there. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to get the response. But they've been doing this for all these years. And you're just a rookie coming out of college, or this is your first job. You get into this environment, you don't know what to expect. But they're pretty good at doing what they've been doing. So you feel just overwhelmed, you know. So research actually also shows that when you have your boundaries set, the simplest word is no, right? And if a person continues pushing the boundary after you've said no, then you start questioning, should I be in that environment? Then the question of abuse comes up again. Because no one should not respect anyone else's no. When someone says no, that's a complete sentence. You don't need to say, and we, like Iranians, have ta'aruf as a whole. You know, no is kind of a question mark in our culture,
yeah,
right?
We usually don't say no.
Exactly.
It's later. Inshallah is usually, or God willing, is usually our answer when I say no.
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
Not going to happen.
Yeah. Do you want to come for breakfast? God willing. Yeah. That's a very nice way of saying, yeah, exactly. Maybe not, you know. Right. But being able to really just say no and being comfortable with that no is very important.
Straightforward.
yeah, very, very, very straightforward no, you know. And people always have excuses. They say, no, because I got to go do this. You don't need to say all that.
Okay.
No is a complete sentence. And a boss should respect that. Co-workers should respect that, you know. And in any relationship, your friends, relatives, the ones you're close to respect that.
Right.
You know, when you say, hey, I can't do it tonight, that's a complete sentence. They respect that. They say, oh, we miss you, but we would love to see you. But when those boundaries get kind of crossed, then you know, hey, this is not working out. And again, going back to the research, it shows when coworkers stand up to their boundaries and they say, hey, I'm not going to do this. Not in those terms. For example, they say, if you have a lot of tasks, you could say to your boss, listen, my docket is full. I can't do this. Do you want me to change a priority so I could do this instead of that?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you are able to communicate at that term. Instead of saying no outright, you give options of being able to look at it in a larger picture.
So these are basically the tools that you suggest if I decide to stay in an environment that I have recognized to be toxic, but for the sake of the job, for the sake of the income, I have to stay, and these are the tools. What about something like I just walk to my boss and say, hey, boss, you're bossy, your attitude is toxic, and I think you have to take some anger management classes. Is that something we should do? Is it one of the tools? Oh, we can actually suggest that. I heard this therapist on Persian radio. It was great.
Exactly.
Talking about toxic environment. And maybe you should go and take classes with him.
Yeah. You know, you bring up a really, really powerful point, because there's two ways of stating what you just stated. So one way is you need to do this, you need to do that. Or you could say, you know, I feel that there's a lot of things that are triggering you. I feel like you're getting angered by us. You know, I feel like this job is causing you stress. Do you feel like we could help you in any way with that? Do you feel like you would be able to get help out of that? You know, making it an I statement, they call it in psychology, making it from your intrinsic value system.
Okay.
Bringing that out is a lot more powerful than being able to kind of point errors in other people. And I'm sure like a lot of our listeners know this already, you know, but a lot of parents, when we grow up, right, their parents would always tell us, you know, you're doing bad. Joe Schmo down the street, he's doing so much better than you are, you know. But if you replace that with, you know, I feel like this is not happening, it's a lot more powerful, and a lot more action gets done at that point. You know, so being able to instill those I statements. And at the same time, a lot of times when you're in a position where your boss is doing things that are very negative or bad, all you could sometimes say is, I'm really sorry you feel that way, but I just can't do that. And they really can't do anything beyond that, you know. And if there's any ever you feel like, you know, your job is in a position where you feel like you may be getting fired or you're being demoted, documentation is key in all these aspects. Not only for yourself, for your sanity, but for future reference.
Okay.
So make sure you're very documented in everything you're doing, you know, be it emails, be it text, be very boundaried in yourself also. So don't do anything like personal related at work,
okay.
You know, just be in that space. So you're actually giving yourself to that job fully. So when you're at home, you could disconnect also. You don't want those boundaries to be confused either. Does that kind of make sense?
Yes, it does. I'm just wondering, especially because you do business consulting as well. For example, I quit this job because it was a true toxic environment. And I go to the interview of the next job I'm applying for. And they usually ask, one of the questions that they usually ask is, why did you leave your last job? What happened? And here I'm being honest. I'm saying that job was a toxic environment. It wasn't good for me, and that's why I left. What would be the effect of like this new employer? How would they look at it if I just bring it up and be honest with them?
So it's a very good question, and I think it depends on that employer. You know, if you feel comfortable being in an environment where you could actually express yourself to that level, then, you know, more power to you. And that's a very good place to be in. But at the same time, I feel like a lot of times employers want to know the reason that question is asked is, how are you able to handle difficult situations? So you could reframe that whole process. You could reframe that whole thing and say, you know, I've had a lot of challenging positions. And I want a position where I could grow as a whole, and I could be able to give myself in a lot of different ways, you know, and be able to work with this company, work with this organization to that next level where I feel like I'm a lot more useful in the ways that I don't think I was at my previous position. So not in a way putting down the previous position, because that's never a positive. You know, you never want to put down your previous bosses, your previous, you know, employees, but at the same time, telling them, hey, no, I recognize that something wasn't working and I want something better for myself. So this is why I'm choosing to come this way or do X, Y, and Z.
Okay. I want to go back to the point of view of an employer. Let's say there is an employer and he is fortunate enough to recognize that what he created in that work environment is toxic, but he really can't help it because, as you said, it might go back to his experiences, the way he grew up and things that happened in his life. But at least he's at the point that he knows he needs help. Is there any organization or perhaps the line of job that you do that they can come to you and ask you to come to be at their work environment, see what is wrong with it, hopefully listen to your suggestions and try to fix that problem in their work environment, hopefully to in order to increase the quality of the job and, you know, improve the business. Is this something that you would be able to do or suggest for our employers?
You know, I think that's a brilliant point that you bring up. And that's exactly the kind of work that I do as a business consultant. I work with employers and organizations in making sure that everyone's needs are kind of met as best as they can. So one of the first things is, just like you said, to recognize the problem. And when a boss recognizes that, hey, this is not going like it should be going, my vision was different and somewhere along the line it went wrong, and now I need to fix it. It's a lot better to always be able to kind of reflect and even tell employees, hey, we're going to get some help to fix this situation because I don't know how to do it. I know how to do my job, but I don't know how to do this larger thing. And it's really kind of interesting because on a large scale, a job environment is kind of like a family, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And we have family dynamics and we're at Thanksgiving. So we're going to be surrounded by families that sometimes we don't like these family members. Sometimes they make comments we are not happy with, you know, but we have to deal with them at all times. But the reason why that happens is if we go like to our friends' houses or, you know, elders' houses, grandparents or whatever, we respect the grandparents and therefore we respect that person also. So in the same way, it works in a work environment too. When we respect our boss, we will respect their decisions. We will respect their employees. We will respect where they're taking us as a whole. So if a boss says, hey, I feel like I'm not doing too well here, I'm going to call a business consultant. They call someone like me, mm-hmm. right? I come in and I work with all the individuals who are at that position and see, hey, what do they really want? You know, not only a job, but like in life, what is it they want? How is this giving that fulfillment for them? How can we on a larger scale be able to build that fulfillment? And it's surprising once that ability just to be heard is open, once that door is opened, people feel a lot more relaxed and just a lot more accomplished. You know, people feel like, no, they're actually being heard.
Okay.
And this is one of the biggest aspects that you hear over and over again. People just say, I'm not being heard. They don't listen to my suggestions. So other people take my ideas and they run with it. You know, I never get credit for my ideas. And when people are actually understanding that, no, you are being heard, you know, and you are being respected and your point of view matters, employees start looking at the job, no more as a job, but more like an extension of themselves.
Okay.
So they want to make the whole thing better. You know, they want to make the whole kind of environment a better family environment. And I would suggest if there are any like employees who kind of sense the anxiety they have on Sunday nights when they go to work on Mondays or when they have to show up to work, explore that.
Okay.
Where is that coming from? And as far as any bosses or supervisors who kind of see that their employers, right, are in a lot of ways shying away from the bigger picture, not being totally honest with them. There's a lot of absenteeism that's happening, lack of communication. If they sense gossip, if they sense negativity going on, explore that also. Because exploring, it doesn't mean you're bad or they're bad. Exploring just allows the communication to continue.
Right.
So that's one of the best ways of being able to handle that.
Thank you. Just curious, do you have any experience you being asked to go into the business and fix the problem? I'd like to learn about it if you have something like that that you would like to share.
Absolutely. So one of the biggest things that we did is we worked with a lot of organizations that have been doing the same thing for many years.
Okay.
So they're like, no, we've been doing this for 15 years. It's been working. So why change it now? But what happens is nowadays people are getting information like in an instant. You know, customer service is very, very important. And being able to respond to individuals' needs on a very timely matter is very vital to businesses succeeding. And one of the most recent aspects that I worked at was that educational setting. And we worked with a lot of employers who were just not happy with the leadership. And the leadership and the employees were just on different levels. They would not communicate to each other. They were, in fact, in situations where communication was forbidden. So if they saw that you spoke to your boss or your boss's boss, it was looked down upon.
Here in America?
Exactly. Here
that's
in America.
That's interesting.
In Los Angeles, actually. They're very close to us. Yeah. So what we had to do is we had to gain people's trust.
Okay.
So we work with individuals and learn what brought them to this job.
Okay.
And when you start attaching to individuals, just like, you know, like, for example, the individuals who are in any kind of services, right? And when you start seeing that they're doing this because they have a family, they have more reason for the job, and the job is not just a job for them, it's something bigger, you start connecting that with other aspects of it. And you start seeing that, hey, you know, if you see that this is bringing them fulfillment, you start working with them to create a larger, you know, satisfaction for them, so the larger organization works together to that goal that they have set for themselves.
Very interesting. I think it's about time to say goodbye. دوستان ساعت خوشی رو در ادامه روز تنکسگیوینگ براتون آرزو میکنیم. امیدواریم که در کنار دوستان و خانواده از غذاهای لذیذ مرسوم امروز مثل بوغلمون و کدو و بلال و مکنچیز و غذایی که با سلیقه ایرانی به سفره اضافه شده لذت ببرید. و شکرگزار ساعت خوش دور همی باشید. روز خوش.